You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, the number of lives lost in the bushfires continues to grow, with conditions
set. Hundreds of people in the New South Wales town of Eden are being told to evacuate immediately if they are not able to.
Bushfire-ravaged Victorian communities have been warned of severe storms and flash flooding, as up to 70 people prepare.
SBS News bulletins during the summer had one overriding theme: the massive, devastating bushfires across Australia. The fires destroyed 18.6 million hectares of land, nearly 6,000 buildings were destroyed, and at least 34 people lost their lives. Last month, the Bushfire Royal Commission warned of more frequent and intense natural disasters in coming decades. Now, a coalition of experts, corporate partners, emergency services, government agencies and philanthropies have set out plans to try to ensure the death and destruction of the Black Summer bushfires is not repeated. The Mindaroo Foundation, which developed what they're calling a bushfire moonshot, says Fire Shield aims to reduce the scale and impact of bushfires by finding new methods to detect, monitor and extinguish dangerous blazes within an hour anywhere in Australia by 2025. Andrew Colvin is a National Bushfire Recovery Coordinator.
This isn't just about community, it's about people out there who have ideas. It's about people bringing together those ideas, just as Mindaroo are doing now. So look, if ever there was a year for us to learn how to deal with disaster, how to deal with pandemics, how to do things better, how to be more resilient, then 2020 is the year to do that.
The Mindaroo Foundation is owned by mining billionaire Andrew Forrest and unveiled an ambitious blueprint focusing on three key missions: preventing fire starts, building resilience in bushfire-prone communities, and land management. Mindaroo's Adrian Turner is leading the project. He has first-hand experience of the bushfires. He nearly lost his own life while fighting to protect his brother's property.
This program is, we believe, a game changer for Australia. It's an audacious goal to stop fires before they become disasters by being able to put out any dangerous fire in an hour. And the way we're doing that is by harnessing the power of communities, government, industry.
Overall, the plan is to make Australia a global leader in bushfire and flood recovery by 2025. The initiative involves input from governments, business, philanthropists and researchers. Jennifer Westacott is the Chief Executive of the Business Council of Australia.
We know that the science tells us we're going to get more of these events, they're going to be more extreme. We already have a long history of them. So the challenge, I think, is how you get ahead of it. And how does business, government, the community play a role together? What are the structures? Mindaroo is an important structure, Biz Rebuild is an important structure, Andrew's body is an important structure, so that we get a sense of planning ahead.
Experts like CSIRO Bushfire Adaptation Project Leader Justin Leonard say that in order to look ahead, communities need to keep the past in mind.
We really need to acknowledge that we live in a highly prone environment, and it's those types of events that define the life and house loss that we could experience in the future.
Adrian Turner says the plan tries to bear in mind the communities that are more affected by the dangers.
It's confidence and it's hope, and it's having a path to build out from this. And a lot of people don't want to leave their communities, they don't want to leave their land, and we want to give them a path to be able to stay where they're at.
In the aftermath of last summer's bushfires, Prime Minister Scott Morrison came under pressure to take stronger action on climate change. At the time, he signalled the government's climate change policy would evolve, but what that looks like and what effect it will have is still unclear. Andrew Colvin again.
The climate is changing, and that has a natural impact. So building a resilience to that obviously means we need to understand that a little bit more. We need to know what we can do as communities to anticipate, what we can do as communities to respond.
Justin Leonard says we shouldn't just be looking at the current situation, but be looking further ahead still.
To have a really good resilient mindset is not only to look at our current exposure from bushfire, but to look at how much that might escalate in the future.
Alan Lee, SBS News.